Remember when you were a kid and you built forts? Well, so did Wes Bruce. As a kid, he spent his early years building forts in the forests of Northern California, and today, he's a visual artist, illustrator, art director, graphic and set designer, educator, photographer, and explorer, and he still builds forts, too. And now he's the first ever artist in residence at the Maui Arts and Cultural Center, and the Mac gave him 2,000 square feet to transform space to make something, and we get to talk to him. Wes, good morning and aloha.
Good morning to you. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, and I'm really, really intrigued by what you do. How does a kid who builds forts in the forest suddenly become an artist in residence and do this amazing thing?
By surprise, is one way to put it. Yeah, getting to work down here at the Mac is a long string of events that kind of came together just from following passion and having fun and doing good work and asking questions with friends for a long time now, just trying to be creative with things.
Your passion must be pretty infectious for somebody to do something, to make you the artist in residence. If you can, I'm trying to visualize you essentially take stuff like a kid would take and just start building something, and people say, what are you doing? And they start people thinking?
Yeah, in some form. It's a really long process, and there is a lot of vision casting, and there's a tremendous amount of concepting that happens before, but there's a huge amount of spontaneity in the actual building process, and it lends towards architecture, but there's not a blueprint that gets drawn up before or anything like that. So there's a lot of kid logic in it. Yeah, you could leave it at that.
So while you're doing this, while you're creating this, you have people at the Mac saying, "What are you doing?" And you just say, "Well," and while you're actively putting up your exhibit, it's not a secret. They're welcome to become a part of it themselves. In effect,
in some form, there's some control with it. It would be kind of dangerous to let people just wander around. So we had a day earlier this month where people could come in and see it in process. And we've had a lot of guests that have come in and been able to explore. And people drop off old slides or bones, old doors. People have been swinging by and participating in that form. And when people came by for the in-process day, it very much was a day of questions. And what exactly are you thinking with this? Where are you going? What's your vision? So it's been exciting for people to be able to see this thing kind of go from the ground up. It's a very different exhibition from anything that's been down here at the Mac.
And once it's completed, the way the agenda looks from what I've given, it's sort of finished, and yet it's always a work in progress. Am I getting that right?
It's a work in progress in the sense that it is fully participatory and an interactive state of mind. And it's a discovery process for people that are coming in. And so I'm not going to be putting up new boards or hanging new pictures on the wall in there, but every time you go into it, there's going to be something that has moved. There's a different sense of space that happens when there are other people in there. There's a whole long soundtrack that's gathered sounds and proper orchestration and instrumentation that kind of rises and swells, and that'll kind of bend what you're feeling about certain spaces. And being that it is something that you can enter into physically, there's around 20 different rooms, and all of them are going to shift and change kind of every day just based on the time and circumstances.
So what's happening is this is going on. The people are starting to discover things about themselves. It's almost like getting hit by random neutrinos into the brain pan going, wow, what is that, and why didn't I ever see that before?
Yeah.
And they start asking questions about themselves. You sort of build mythological cultures in some of the rooms and just let people's imaginations take over?
Yeah, well, the entire concept of the project is that there's a fictional culture that lived in this building. It's sort of their home, and you can walk through and you can get the presence of who they are or who they were. They're just sort of left to be ambiguous. It's a mystery who they might actually be, and it feels as if you have entered in as they are maybe out for the day, and they could be back any minute.
Sort of like
you get a sense of their belief system and kind of what their daily life would have looked like.
In this sense, it's part Goldilocks and the Three Bears and then part real life. Could be third world mixed with first world and even elements of second world.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, most definitely. There's a lot of material that is marginalized in there, and a lot of it does lean on, you know, working with what you've got and innovating the materials that are at hand. So this is in no form a developed world structure, but in other senses it is. It's a very rich, rich thought world.
There's enough evidence of what they have done to make you, the person wandering through the artist environment, wonder, what it's going to become.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is, and it's an inviting place. In the same way that you and I could have a conversation and we have these different depths based on the vulnerability that we're willing to share, the structure itself, as you enter it, is sort of opening this first piece of the dialogue. So it's being vulnerable with you, and in turn, you have an openness, and you become more vulnerable and willing to share things that are within you. And maybe that's just a thought amongst your own kind of mental ideas, or it's a conversation with somebody that you're with.
And you, as the artist, are you pretty much present during most of the exhibition?
I'm actually going to be here for a small amount of time of the exhibition, and then I have to go back to the mainland. I live in Colorado, so
okay.
I'm going to be returning home.
You have more forts to build, as it were.
I've got more forts to build. I got winter to get back to.
But the fort that you're building here is something that just opens the mind. So how, what they see might be reflections on virtually any problem that could be solved in real life, as well as inspiration for making something creative.
Yeah, I would hope that it is. And we actually have a response space in a, like a maker station, if you will. So a portion of the gallery is dedicated to people responding and reacting. So they'll be able to get their hands dirty with wood and hammer and drill. There's a huge drawing station. There's scraps of leather. There's a kids station. There's a poetry section. We want people to really be able to take what they've been inspired by and what they've been sparked by and have a place for that wonder to come to fruition.
That's wonderful, because I'm already sparked, and I want to get over there and see it myself. Wes,
yeah,
thanks so
should.
Much. Thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Most definitely. Thank you.
Wes Bruce is the first ever artist in residence at the Maui Arts and Cultural Center, and he's working his transformative magic on 2,000 square feet in Mac. Take a look at hprtwo.org.